The Shulchan Aruch writes, V'Shabbos Shniyah Motzin Shnei Svarim. On Shabbos Parsha Zohar, you bring out two Sefarim, two Sefer Torah. V'Echa Kori Parsha Shavua, U'V'Sheni Kori Zohar Esa Shavucha Amalek. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minig of one of the four special parashios, the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. And in Siv Zayin, they quote Yesh Omrim She Parsha Zohar U Parsha Paradu Machayavu Lekrosa Midoraisa. So we assume that Parsha Zohar is Daraisa. There is a sheet that they quote that even Parsha is Para, someone would say it's a mistake. It's Pei Pei, and Real Julian means Parshas Purim, not Parshas Para, but either way, there is a sheet like that, but it's focused on Parshas Zohar. Therefore, Lefichach, when they Yeshuvim, Shein Laminion, Tzrichim, Lavo, Lamakam, Sheyesh Minion, B'Shabbos, Lalo, Kedeg, Lishmo, Parshas, Elu, Shazim, that's for the Min Alon to be very strict on hearing Parshas Zohar. So that's the whole discussion, how does one fulfill Parshas Zohar Min HaTorah? So, one, and we know the Gemara tells us, Zohar, so maybe if I think about what Amalek did, that's not enough, because the Gemara says, it says, Go Sishkach, Man Yimekayim, Zohar, Zohar comes to teach me Zohar Bepeh. So it clearly has to be recited. And the Rambam makes no mention of a Sefer Torah. In fact, the Rambam seems to say, Mitzvah Aschei, Liskor Tamid, is an everyday mitzvah to remember Parsha Zohar. And in fact, according to the Magen Avraham, based on the Rambam, when you say in your Birkas Kriya Shema Vekeirav Tanu Shimcha Hagado, it comes the day where God's name will be great, i.e. that Amalek represents that Hashem's throne is incomplete. You fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa every day. So if you hold like the Rambam, you should have in mind mitzvahs sriches kavana. So when you say Vekeirav Tanu Shimcha Hagado, have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa Parsha Zohar. Tosis is the first one to bring up it, perhaps, you need it with the Sefer Torah. There are different times. Usually reading from a Sefer Torah is only a Din Drabanan. However, Tosis quotes certain readings that could be Daraisa and one is Parsha Zohar. And it's only based on an inference in the Rush that we say that it's not even enough to read Sefer Torah to be Yotze. That's a discussion in the Rush whether it's you need to see Bor Daraisa or Drabanan. But according to the Rush, you need Parsha Zohar Mitzibor. You have the Rambam that's reading Parsha Zohar. You have Tosfos with the Sefer Torah, and you have the Rush, even Mitzibor, that you chayev to read it with the minyan. So, L'chadchila, we are machmir, like the Rush. That's where our meaning is. You know, the people who you don't come to shul all the time. So, people make an extra effort if they can make it to hear Parsha Zohar Kurz Daraisa. That's a whole discussion whether women, I mean, that's the meaning also, many women come, not this year because of COVID. That's a shiloh whether women are even chayiv in Parsha Zohar, but that'll be a separate shir. So, therefore, we're machmir, we try to get to shul and hear Parsha Zohar B'tzibor to be machmir like the Rush. Of course, if you can't, then do it at home. You can at least fulfill the Rambam if you have a Sefer Torah. You can even fulfill the Bali Tosfos. So there's that famous Magen Avraham which the Mishnah Brura doesn't like, but he suggests that that it never says v'lindir relisha minaga olam the atu miksiv batorah sheyikru dafka b'shabbos. It never says anywhere that Parsha Zohar has to be on Shabbos. Ela shachachom v'tiknu b'Shabbosu ho v'shlichei rabim b'veisach neset, because that's where many more people come to shul on Shabbos than during the week, even back then. B'samach l'purim, and next to Purim, they lismok ma'isa ha'malek and ma'isa ha'man. K'mashakasuz ha'lavush. V'imkei k'shomeya b'purim, Parsha Zohar ha'malek, nami zochei ma'isa ha'malek v'yotzei. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush that you can also fulfill Parshas, you can fulfill Parshas Zohar Purim morning, not in the Megillah, but in the Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, if you only can get one babysitter, you might as well come to shul. According to this Magen Avraham, then it's better from the angle of that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibor in general. Megillah is a choves ayachid, and even women are chayiv in Megillah reading. So therefore, if you only have one babysitter, so therefore you have to hear Megillah's sister. Anyways, you might as well fulfill Parshat Zohar. This is a little, the Magen Avraham says this by men. The Magen Avraham says that if you can't make it to shul, you yotze. So that, so the Mishnah Berurah is cholek and says, because no, it's not enough of a machiyas amolek mentioned by Yovel Amolek. You need timchas, you need, it's much more explicit than only Parshas Kisisa. However, the Achronim point out, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, the problem is by a man, but by a woman, because of Manashach. If Zechiras HaMolek is an independent mitzvah, so she's part, so it's a Zman Grama. If Zechiras HaMolek is connected to Mechiyas HaMolek, so a woman's exempt from the Mechiyas HaMolek. So therefore, Mamanashach, for a woman for sure, she could be Yotzi with Parshas Vayavo HaMolek. So obviously the Minig Yisrael is pre-COVID, and maybe now you can, depending where you live. Obviously, all agree, if you can, it's best to come to shul and hear with the Minyan Shabbos Parsha Zohar. However, nothing to go crazy, or if you can't, you can't. And therefore, you have the Magen Avraham to rely on Purim morning, or the people, you can have different Parsha Zohar any time of the year. In fact, I'd always say, semi-kiddingly, you should read it on Yom Kippur, when most people are in shul, so why not fulfill Parsha Zohar and Yom Kippur? But either way, or more Yizkor or Kol Nidre, whatever you get the most people in shul. But that's a discussion when you have to do it. So at least that's the L'chadchila. If not, if you can't, you can read it from a Sefer Torah at home. If not, you read it from a Chumash at home, like according to the Rambam. And then for women, it's even less of a shayt the Chazon Ish. You want a kula for the Chazon Ish. He says women are exempt from Parsha Zohar anyway, so they don't have to worry about it. But however, all agree, Nashim Chayav is for Mikra Megillah, so they do have to worry about Mikra Megillah. So you might as well, if you're going to come to shore, you might as well hear by Yavo Amalek as well, and fulfill your mitzvah according to the Magen Avraham, but perhaps for women, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you could be Yotzi Parsha Zohar with Vayavo Amoik.